Next month, the Bennington Museum in southern Vermont and its 40,000-piece collection will have a new executive director. Joshua Campbell-Torrance, who begins January 20th, spoke with WAMC about his life in the museum world and about his vision for the Bennington Museum.
I come from Ellsworth, Maine, where I've been for 19 years the director of Woodlawn, a historic house museum and 180-acre public park. Prior to that, I was in Cooperstown, New York, where I had positions at the Fenimore Art Museum, and where I was pursuing my degree in history museum studies from the Cooperstown graduate program. In addition to my work experience, I've been, for the last several years, the chair of the AASLH, American Association for State and Local History Historic House Committee.
So tell me about what brought you to Bennington. What about the Bennington Museum excited you?
So there's a lot of different things that have excited me. I'll start by saying when I was a student in Cooperstown, I was very cognitive and aware of the Bennington Museum. Not only did we study the pottery, but of course we studied Grandma Moses. And so I've been aware of Bennington Museum for some time. Actually had the opportunity to visit a couple different times when I was in Cooperstown. And when this opportunity came along, it really sparked my interest because of that. It also was of interest in that my parents live in Western New York, and I've often wanted to have the opportunity to move closer to where they are. And so this is just a wonderful opportunity in that my wife's parents still live in Maine, and so now we're kind of halfway between both. And then once I got there and reacquainted myself with the Bennington Museum, how can you not get overwhelmed with excitement? Not only are the collections outstanding, the work they have done to sort of just do the creative exhibition schedule that they've been doing, but also, you know, I think often is the case with these organizations, you judge them by the people you meet and by the people that are involved. And the people at Bennington are at the Bennington Museum and in the town are just so amazing. They have such energy and such enthusiasm. And as an enthusiastic guy, I'm attracted to people that have great enthusiasm and excitement. So it really just all came together. The staff was amazing. The board was amazing. And then what's not to like about the collections? I mean, just absolutely outstanding. And I just can't wait to get there. Subsequent to all of that, talking to my dad after, you know, accepting the position, et cetera, and he very casually says, oh, by the way, I did some research at the research center there at the Bennington Museum, and as it turns out, your great-great-great-grandparents are buried in Pownell. And I thought, well, Dad, why didn't you tell me this sooner? But I also just thought, wow, if that's not a sign, if that's not someone saying this is the right thing, then I don't know what is.
Josh, let me ask you this. What are you hoping to bring to the Bennington Museum with your tenure at its head?
First off, I'm very cautious to say that, when a new person comes in, it will take time for me to fully develop and envision what our collective vision will be moving forward. That being said, you know, there's a couple of different things I want to do when I get there. First and foremost, it will be take time to listen and hear about people's stories of the museum, what their strengths are, what the opportunities might be, and really just take that time to do a deep dive in the history of the museum and get to know the people, the supporters, the donors, the key stakeholders that love and support that institution. So that's my first order of business, is really to do that listening tour, if you will. Above and beyond that, what I love about museums and what I believe the future of museums are is really to look into your community and shape your museum to fit the needs of your local community. There's a great museum philosopher that I've always admired, John Cotton Dana. He was the director of the Newark Museum in the 1920s and 30s. And he said that really the future, and this is pretty amazing that he said this at that time period, but he said, you know, the best museums are those that get involved with their community, are aware of the needs of the community, and then develop programs and their collections, shape their collections to fit the needs of that community. So I'm really anxious to get to know the Bennington community, to know and understand, you know, what are its challenges, what are its needs, and how might Bennington Museum help fulfill some of those challenges and or needs, and to be very active and present in the community. I can't imagine being a museum director and not being fully vested and involved in my community. And I'm really looking forward to that opportunity in Bennington. As my wife and I, first I, and then later as my wife and I did our due diligence and visited Bennington, there was an energy and an excitement and a sense of optimism that was infectious and really sealed the deal that said, you know, this is a place we want to come move our teenage children to so they can finish their high school careers at. And really be part of it, because there's just this pulse and this energy that's there that is very exciting. It's not only at the museum, but it's in town. Everyone is so incredibly welcoming and friendly, and they didn't know who we were. I certainly didn't tell them I was looking into the position. Just was taking it as an opportunity to get to know people, and everyone to a T was amazingly friendly and warm, and that really helped seal the deal as well.
From your vantage point, what challenges does a smaller institution like the Bennington Museum face in the coming years?
I think there's, you know, museums of any size have to really pay attention to, are they meeting the needs of their community? Are they meeting the needs of their audience? And by audience, I mean all audiences, not just the typical audience that may come to a museum. How are they serving their community? Are they involving the community in the formation of their exhibits? You know, are they involving the community in telling the stories that the community wants to hear or deems is important? That's a challenge. It's an opportunity. I think the challenge that small museums also, or regional museums also face, is really developing the sustainability matrix. So, you know, that can mean a variety of different ways to reach sustainability, but obviously, you know, they need to develop their endowments to be sustainable. They need to develop a relevancy with their local community so that the local community feels welcomed and feels an opportunity to participate in the programs and activities. Those are the challenges that museums face. It's no longer just okay to say, we're going to do an exhibit and because it's great and we're museum people and we think this show is fantastic, that, you know, we can just expect that people are going to come. We have to be active and engaged and involved. We have to know our audience. We have to know what it is they're interested in, what they want, and, you know, really strive to meet our customers' needs.